of them all. The book of Obadiah. It only has about 21 verses. Let me check. But if you have your Bibles, open them to the book of Obadiah, because we will be reading from this interesting book. And yes, 21 verses. Small book. We don't know exactly when it was written. Some scholars believe it was written in the 9th century BC. Others believe it was written during the time of the prophet Jeremiah, toward the 6th century BC. And this name, Obadiah, is a very popular name. So we don't know much about this prophet, even though it does appear several times. But in all these occasions, it never mentions Obadiah or Obed, which is the small form, as being a prophet. So the only time we hear about a man who was a prophet by the name of Obadiah is in this small book. Like we've been reading, the prophets had a very difficult message to share, didn't they? It was a message of judgment, a message that was urgent, a message that needed to be heard. And once again, the prophet Obadiah receives a vision, and verse 1 tells us about that. The vision of Obadiah. Thus says the Lord, God concerning who? Edom. This is what is different with the book, with the other books of the Bible. The message is not addressed to Judah or Israel. This message is addressed to the Edomites, to Edom. And he continues saying, we have heard a report from the Lord, and an envoy has been sent among the nations, saying, arise and let us go against her for battle. Who are these Edomites? Does anybody know? Where do they come from? From Esau. Very good. Esau was the brother of Jacob. And did they have a very strong and good relationship? No. It often happens, doesn't it, with siblings, with brothers. And in my case, with sisters. Yes. There is some type of competition going on all the time. And you don't always want to be nice. You don't think you have to be nice. In fact, if mom knew what she did to me, she would understand why I was not being nice to my sister. But somehow mom never believed that. And the same thing was happening with Jacob and Esau. In fact, we know the story how Jacob brought some lentils, and the word there literally is Edom, which is Edom, which means red. And for those of you who've probably been to the southern part of Jordan and visited the city of Petra, which was an Edomite fortress, you'll also notice that everything there is red. Beautifully colored mountains in all shades of red, from dark red to light red to pink, but beautiful. This was the land of the Edomites. And the message that Obadiah has for this nation is found right at the center of this small book, starting with verse 10. Because of violence to your brother Jacob, you will be covered with shame, and you will be cut off forever. On the day that you stood aloof, on the day that strangers carried off his wealth and foreigners entered his gate and cast lots for Jerusalem, you too were as one of them. Do not gloat over your brother's day, the day of his misfortune, and do not rejoice over the sons of Judah in the day of their destruction. Yes, do not boast in the day of their distress. Do not enter the gate of my people in the day of their disaster. Yes, do not gloat over their calamity in the day of their disaster. And do not loot their wealth in the day of their disaster. And do not stand at the fork of the road to cut down their fugitives. And do not imprison their survivors in the day of their distress. 8 times this word "do not" appears in this text. And you could also translate it as, "You should have not done this, Edom. You should not have done this." Why? Because he was your brother, Jacob. Yes, he was family. You should have not acted in this way. Family. A brother, a sister. Who is that? Not always easy relationships, huh? In fact, the title of the sermon this morning, "My Brother's Keepers," comes from a text of two brothers, Abel and Cain. And Cain said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" And God said, "Yes. You should have been there to take care of him, not do any harm to him." We just spoke about the relationship between Esau and Jacob. That was not an easy one. How about Jesus? Did he have an easy relationship with his brothers? Not at all. At one point, he's meeting with his disciples, with the crowd, and they say, "Your brothers are here, Jesus, and your mother." And he said, "Look, they are my brother. They are my mother. All those who do the will of my Father." There's a group in the time of Jesus called the Samaritans. Brothers. There was bad blood between the Jews and the Samaritans. And Jesus came telling an awesome story. The story of the Good Samaritan. This is how you take care of someone who is your brother. Even the church, time of Paul. You had brother so-and-so who was a Jew, and brother so-and-so who was a Gentile, a Greek. And Paul had to come strongly and say, "Listen, we are all family. We are all family. Doesn't matter where you come from, we are family." So what makes somebody your brother and your sister? I found something very interesting in the book of Deuteronomy. And if you have your Bibles, please open them to Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 7 and 8. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 7 and 8. And I think this is an answer to this question: who is my brother? Verse 7 begins by saying, "You shall not detest an Edomite, for he is your brother." You shall not detest an Edomite. Wait a second, weren't they idolatrous? Weren't they not doing what God wanted them to do? And God said, "You will not detest an Edomite." But this one really shocked me. "You shall not detest an," what? "Egyptian, because you were an alien in his land." Because you were an alien in his land. In fact, verse 8 tells us, "The sons of the third generation who are born to them may enter into the assembly of the Lord." Amen? They can be part of the family. 2-3 generations, they can be part of God's family. They were supposed to take care of the Edomite. They were supposed to take care of the Egyptian who was within their territory, within the tribe of Israel. But Edom had acted wickedly and had gloated over the misfortune of Jacob. Yes, God had punished them because going after idols. God had told them that he would send an army that would destroy the city. But in no way was Edom supposed to rejoice at the misfortune of God's people. Coming to church, are we a family? Amen? We call each other what? Brothers and sisters. Amen? I found this really interesting here at Fallbrook, where you find kids coming up to some of our members and saying, "Hi, Uncle so-and-so. Hi, Auntie so-and-so." We are family. And we come from different places, but we are family. This summer, the GC conference is taking place, and people from all over the world are coming to Atlanta again because we are family. Over 100 languages will be spoken at that conference. You'll hear prayers in different dialects and languages. You'll see people carrying Bibles in thousands of languages. You'll see people dressed up in their typical attire from their country, in their best clothing, all worshiping because we are family. We're family. And as family, we take care of each other. We take care of each other. But who is family? About 15 years ago, or more, I was in Europe studying, and I can say I have family in Switzerland. I do. I have family there. I have family in Austria. I have family in Germany. I'm not German, I'm not Austrian, I'm not Swiss, but I have family there. People who took me into their home for months, at times, for year after year after year, and we became family. When I started pastoring, I came to the city of Santa Ana to pastor, and I lived in the city of Tustin. My neighbor, he's Brother Bruce. Up to this day, he calls me every week. "Hi, Brother Sam, how are you?" "I'm doing good, Brother Bruce. Can I pray for you?" "Yes, you can pray for me. Let's pray." "Can I pray for your church?" "Yes, you can pray for my church." He's a Presbyterian. He's my brother, Bruce. And because we're brothers, we take care of each other. We take care of each other. What was the message that Obadiah had for the Edomites? If you look in your Bibles to verses 15 and on, "For the day of the Lord draws near on all nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your dealings will return on your head." Verse 15. "For the day of the Lord is what? Near." Is the day of the Lord near, brothers and sisters? It's very near. So we need to take care of each other. And this message was not just for the Edomites, but it says here, for all nations. For all nations. The day of the Lord is near. as you have done, it will be done to you. What goes around comes around. Have you noticed that? What goes around comes around. Don't wish anything bad to anybody because it might happen to you. It might happen to you. Do not gloat in the misfortune of others because it might happen to you. And Jesus put it in a better way by saying, do unto others as you would like them to do unto you. The golden rule. Obadiah continues by saying, because just as you drank on my holy mountain, all the nations will drink continually. They will drink and swallow and become as if they had never existed. Verse 17, but on Mount Zion, there will be those who escape, and it will be holy, and the house of Jacob will possess their possessions. On one mountain, on Mount Zion, on the mountain of Jerusalem. Who came speaking words of love? Who came to save humanity? Who came to give all that he had? Who was it? Jesus. He made that mountain holy. He made that mountain a place where all nations could come and receive salvation. Amen? He came. He came to show us the better way. He came to show us how we can love one another. The name Obadiah means the servant of the Lord. The one who serves the Lord. And in the context of the sanctuary, the one who worships the Lord. Jesus told his disciples, I no longer call you my servants, but I call you my friends. Therefore, love one another. Isn't that what Adventism is all about, brothers and sisters? Caring about each other, serving each other. Dr. Youngberg this morning was sharing with us in Sabbath school. You know, we talk about the Sabbath. We talk about the different things that we're different, but it all boils down back to loving one another, serving one another, being my brother's keeper, being my sister's keeper. How does that work? How? It works because it's not Judah's kingdom. It's not Babylon's kingdom. It's not the Edomites' kingdom. It's not the kingdom of the strongest or wisest or most powerful. But Obadiah reminds us in the last verse, verse 21, the deliverers will ascend Mount Zion to judge the mountain of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's. Amen? The kingdom will be the Lord's. It's God's kingdom. And we're all invited to be part of that glorious kingdom. But how does this work? Where do I get this love for my neighbor? Jesus said, or John said, we love because he first loved us. Weddings are awesome, aren't they? A good time to be together with family, with friends. And my uncle, Daniel, the youngest one of eight brothers and sisters, was getting married. And this was some time ago. So everybody got together and we decided to go down to the southern part of Mexico, Salina Cruz, Oaxaca. And of course, where were we staying? We were all staying at Tia Loida's house. One house, about 40 people. Yes. We were on hammocks. We were on beds. We were on the floor. We were on the couch. We were everywhere except the kitchen. That was the only place we could not be, and the bathroom, of course. But every other place was free game for a bed. And we were there, and it was like 7 days like that, too. So imagine poor Aunt Loida. Yes, you just hang out together, and it's just a good time. We were there, and I had not seen some of my cousins for years. And others I had never met. I had heard of them, but I had never seen. And here we are, 15 cousins at a table looking at each other. And one of my cousins raises his hand and says, "Hey, can I say something? And I want you guys all to hear it." And I go, "Yes, tell us all." You know, we are family, and we call each other cousins. But can we first be friends? Can we first be friends? Boom. Isn't that what Jesus calls himself? Our what? Our friend. How do we learn to take care of each other? We can learn it from our best friend Jesus. Amen? That's where it begins. My brother's keeper. Yes, I am my brother's keeper.